We're a little early, but this is Thanksgiving week. The movies come out early. Here's our roundup of what the nation's film critics are saying about some of this week's new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has his summary judgment.
The first wide release of the holiday weekend is The Missing, a Western from director Ron Howard.
We'll ride at first light in the morning. If we can catch up to them, I might have enough money to buy her back. If they make it to Mexico, the child is lost.
Critics hail the performances of Cate Blanchett and Tommy Lee Jones, but split over the film as a whole. Everyone compares the child kidnapped by Indians plot to John Ford's classic The Searchers. The Chicago Tribune approvingly calls it a feminist, pro-Native American variation on the theme. But The Onion thinks it's a mushy tale of paternal redemption and self-sacrifice. Yet, Blanchett's even-keeled performance anchors the uneven epic, according to Premiere, and the Los Angeles Times thinks Jones, whose face is so lined it would scare Botox, has lost none of his innate aura of menace and danger. Next is the comedy Bad Santa, which stars Billy Bob Thornton.
What do you want?
Santa?
Yeah, I'm Santa. Come on, what do you want?
Barbie?
Say cheese.
Okay, fine, Barbie. Oh, thank you.
Ow, what's the toenails, kid?
Next.
Thornton plays a boozing, foul-mouthed, lecherous Santa who robs the stores where he works, and grumpy critics, tired of feel-good Christmas movies, embrace him. Bad Santa takes all the Christmas season's bad vibes and converts them into an achingly funny and corrupt dark comedy, says the New York Times. Rolling Stone calls Thornton's performance as slime personified, sublime, and Salon says he revels in the movie's Rabelaisian spirit. But not everyone sees the funny side. Entertainment Weekly calls Bad Santa rancid and one-note, and says it might just as well have starred Andrew Dice Clay. And finally, we have The Haunted Mansion, starring Eddie Murphy.
This house has a bit of history to it. And this history haunts these walls.
I don't think it's a good idea to put that information in the listing. People love bathrooms. We should play up the whole toilet angle. I think that'd be best.
Following in the footsteps of its hit Pirates of the Caribbean, Disney offers another movie based on a theme park attraction. The Los Angeles Times thinks Haunted Mansion is a fright show artfully designed for the whole family, but it's in the minority. The movie tries to strike a balance between funny and scary, says the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but never really generates screams of either kind. It does generate screams of another kind, however, says the Dallas Morning News. You'll yell at Eddie Murphy for sabotaging his screen persona. You'll howl at the cheesy special effects. You'll rant at the non-existent storyline.
Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.